this morning on WCHL, Durham health officials are investigating the death of a 5-year-old child who they suspect died of bacterial meningitis.
It is in secretions such as saliva, nasal secretions, so, you know, when people have a runny nose, something like that, you can become infected through contact with that.
The municipal election almost 2 weeks ago was the last time you'll see early voting at Ram's Head Dining Hall.
We're working with the elected officials in Chapel Hill, the students.
And Chancellor Folt says she's still getting up to speed on some of the processes put into place after the African and Afro-American scandal at Carolina. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And a WCHL Championship Sports will get you ready for high school football playoffs tonight, Carolina football tomorrow, and a host of other happenings in sports. And
Joel Curran has one hell of a job in front of him.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL, 34 chilly degrees, not as chilly as it has been. Partly sunny today, slight chance of rain in the afternoon, 20% chance. High today in the upper 50s. A 5-year-old child died on Wednesday in Durham due to a probable case of bacterial meningitis, according to health officials. The disease is rare. It can be deadly if it's not caught early. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
A spokesman for the Durham County Department of Public Health told multiple news outlets that the case was under investigation and that 9 other children who attend the same school as the child who passed away, Mount Zion Christian Academy, were being treated with preventative antibiotics. Susan Rankin of the Orange County Health Department explained that meningitis is a disease caused by the inflammation of the protective membranes covering the brain and spinal cord known as the meninges.
The most common is viral meningitis, caused by a virus, or bacterial, which can be caused by several different types of bacteria.
Meningitis may develop in response to a number of causes, usually bacteria or viruses, but meningitis can also be caused by physical injury, cancer, or certain drugs, according to the Center for Disease Control. Rankin said bacterial meningitis is not an airborne illness and is not spread through casual contact.
But it is in secretions such as saliva, nasal secretions, so, you know, when people have a runny nose, something like that, you can become infected through contact with that.
The average onset of bacterial meningitis is 3 to 7 days, though it depends on what kind of bacteria caused it. Symptoms include fever, headache, a stiff neck, and trouble thinking.
A parent should take their child to the doctor if they're demonstrating any of those symptoms and let the doctor know that they were a contact to someone who might have had meningitis.
Rankin said that the last case of bacterial meningitis reported in Orange County occurred sometime in the mid-2000s.
In the United States, about 4,100 people a year become sick with some sort of bacterial meningitis, and that's across the whole USA. There's about 500 deaths per year.
Several childhood vaccines prevent variations of bacterial meningitis. The severity of the illness and the treatment for meningitis differ depending on the cause. That's why it's important to target the specific cause of meningitis. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
UNC Chancellor Carol Folt says there are too many new processes that have been put in place since the AFAM scandal for her to be up to speed on the specifics of all of them in the 5 months that she's held the position.
They put in a lot of oversight, how many independent projects are being done by a single person, the way that's followed through in the department, the way that then goes from the department up to the dean. So there's many, many checks and balances now in place that are observed on a term-by-term basis and reported on with metrics to follow.
Chancellor Carol Folt spoke with WCHL's Jim Hebner in a news special for her first conversation due after taking office in July. She says the deans are taking responsibility for the necessary processes and that she's getting good reports of the oversight. However, she says while the steps that are being taken are good for the university, they weren't necessary in every area.
Sometimes one really distressing, bad set of happenings become the poster child for the way the institution is working, and of course that was not the case. In most cases, the processes were safe. In most cases, people were doing all the oversight and management you could ever possibly want.
She says it's not always the case that every department needs to change when something like this happens, but that even more oversight is necessary to find the outlier who is taking advantage. You can also hear the interview in its entirety Saturday night at 8 o'clock and Sunday at 12 noon. It's been presented in a four-part series on WCHL all week long, and you can hear the whole conversation on our website as well, chapelboro.com. The House is expected to vote today on GOP-drafted legislation to allow insurance companies to sell existing individual coverage plans to current customers. The White House says President Barack Obama would veto that measure. The president said yesterday that Americans who've lost their insurance coverage because of his health care law should be allowed to renew individual coverage plans ticketed for cancellation. The failed launch of the Affordable Care Act website is acting like gravity for the approval ratings of Democrats in Washington, D.C. WCHL's Kristen Ruffin has the story.
Senator Kay Hagan's approval ratings are changing, but public policy polling analyst Jim Williams says they're not going the direction the Hagan administration would prefer.
We had found Kay Hagan with a small but consistent lead for quite throughout most of this year, and we're finding now that this really kind of crept into a statistical tie at this point.
The poll shows Hagan in a dead heat with her prospective 2014 opponents, coming in no more than 3 points ahead of State House Speaker Tom Tillis, Heather Grant, and Reverend Mark Harris. And she's trailing 1 point behind Greg Brannon. So what's the force behind the trend?
And that stems probably a lot from the botched rollout of the Obamacare website.
The website has been a nightmare for the faces of the Democratic Party since healthcare.gov opened its marketplace for federal health insurance on October 1st.
Obama's approval rating in September was 48 approved, 49 disapproved. Now it's down to 43 approved, 53 disapproved.
And Williams says North Carolinians have responded negatively to the health care plan they were already skeptical of in the first place.
Obamacare has never been particularly popular in North Carolina, but now only 38% of voters say they approve of it compared to 48% who disapprove. Even worse, 69% of voters say that its rollout has been unsuccessful so far.
The 2014 Senate election is still a year away, and Williams says there's a large group of undecided voters who could come to Hagan's rescue.
The race is sort of unformed in terms of the Senate race. A lot of the folks who either are running or may run are not very well known to the state at large yet. And so that's why you're finding very high numbers of undecided voters there.
Senator Hagan did originally support the Affordable Care Act, but she announced Tuesday that she is asking for an investigation of the failed website launch. Kristen Ruffin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Orange County Board of Elections is looking for a site to replace Ram's Head Dining Hall on the UNC campus for one-stop early voting next year. Tracy Reams, director of the Orange County Board of Elections, says that though the dining hall was convenient for Carolina students, it presented several challenges, such as compliance with the standards of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
It's not conducive to do curbside voting there at Ram's Head because you have to park in a parking deck, and the building is actually located above the parking deck.
Reem says her office is working with Linda Commisser, UNC's Director of Local Relations, to find another site on the campus where student access to the polls won't be hindered.
We're working with the elected officials in Chapel Hill, the students, so you know the administrative staff, they're trying to locate another site.
Due to recent state election law revisions, the early voting period in 2014 will be significant. Short with these changes, Reem says she wants to find a replacement site that will help make it easier to vote. Moorhead Planetarium was once used as a one-stop early site, but it was repurposed by the university and is no longer available. The Orange County Board of Elections has until March 14th to pick a new site and submit its early voting plan to the State Board of Elections.
We just want the public to know that, you know, that you know they're welcome to attend the meetings and all and provide input. And we just hope that, you know, we can find a suitable site for everybody before that March 14th deadline.
Reem says that the community can visit the Orange County Board of Elections website for meeting information. WCHL News Time, 7:15. Time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. Traffic brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. If you've had your eye on an engagement ring, or maybe a custom piece you've had in your mind for a long, long time, Grenville Jewelers is always there for you. Go see Berkeley Grenville today at Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grenville's in the Village Plaza, next to Whole Foods on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. Now with your morning traffic, WCHL here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 southbound between NC 54 and Manning Drive, seeing some delays. Also some delays northbound on 15501 just around the intersection of NC 54. NC 54 eastbound, seeing delays between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Otherwise, things moving fairly smoothly this morning. No accidents reported, no additional delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Sounds pretty trouble-free so far this
Not
morning.
Not too bad. A good
Love
Friday
it.
Start.
Traffic always a little lighter on Friday morning than it is the other mornings of the week. Don't know quite why that is, but it normally
Every
is.
Every once in a while, we'll get that accident to pop up, and but we'll try not to do that today.
Friday afternoon is usually just the opposite.
Yeah, very true. It's
usually a nightmare.
Very true.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. It is now 34 degrees in Chapel Hill, and we look for partly sunny skies today. Slight chance of rain this afternoon, high today in the upper 50s. Chance of rain just 20%. Now tonight, rain not as cool, with the lows in the upper 40s. Chance of rain is 80% tonight. Tomorrow, we'll have a 30% chance of rain with a high in the low 60s. And tomorrow night, cloudy with a 20% chance of rain, low in the low 50s. And Sunday, to wrap up the weekend, still a slight chance of rain, cloudy skies, and the highs in the middle 60s. That's how it looks for the next 3 days.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
WCHL news time is 7:18. Chapel Hill Fire Chief Dan Jones tells WCHL the search for a permanent fire marshal is getting close to its end.
We're actually down to four finalists. There's one internal candidate, one out-of-state candidate, and two candidates from elsewhere in North Carolina.
Matt Lawrence moved from the fire marshal position to deputy chief of operations about 10 months ago. Since then, Dace Bergen has held the interim position. The fire marshal is responsible for the life safety division of the fire department, one which Chapel Hill has been working short on staff.
They're responsible for a wide range of things, ranging from commercial inspections of businesses. They do plan reviews on developments and new construction. They do public education programs, a wide variety, from fire safety programs for school kids to safety programs for the elderly.
Chief Jones says the fire marshal also performs the fire cause determination investigations, and he says there hasn't been a lack of work in the time in which Bergen has been filling the interim spot from a deputy fire marshal position.
They only have five people in that division to start with, so when you're one person down, that's a 20% drop in your workforce.
The Chapel Hill Fire Department operates from five fire stations around town and staffs nearly 100 employees. Its budget is upwards of $7 million, and it's responsible for protecting more than $7 billion worth of property, of which nearly $5 billion belongs to the university. WCHL News Time, 7:19. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Sports this morning brought to you by UNC Healthcare. I'm Ron Stutz. Are you ready for some Tar Heel football? The high noon showdown between the Pittsburgh Panthers and surging Carolina should be an entertaining matchup and important for both teams. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
It's time to suit it up and go play some football in what appears to be a pivotal game for the 4-5 Tar Heels and the 5-4 Pittsburgh Panthers. UNC will be hoping to emerge victorious with a huge road win before returning to Chapel Hill to finish out the regular season. And the future is now for Carolina. Of UNC's 32 touchdowns this season, a remarkable 24 have been scored by either true freshmen or sophomores. And one of those youthful scores was tacked on by freshman defensive back Dominique Green last Saturday against Virginia. Green says his pick six definitely gave him a lot of confidence in himself and his defensive teammates.
Oh, it gave me a lot of confidence. It was a good play. So after seeing that, and I was beating the tight end to a spot, I seen that the tight end was going to stop, and I felt like the quarterback was going to try to squeeze it there. So I just tried to bait the quarterback to throw it there, and he threw it there. Plus, I had good coverage over the top, so I knew he wanted to throw like a check down route. So when he threw it there, I just picked it up and just took off.
Green says he just sees more focus in the eyes of all the players lately, and now he says the Tar Heels are focusing on the little stuff that equates to numbers in the win column.
More focus. I mean, we always been focused, but it seemed like you can see it in the eyes that everybody's more focused. Like I said, everybody being more disciplined, everybody taking care of responsibility, and paying attention to the little stuff. So we just right now everybody's focusing every week to be 1-0.
The defense's missed assignments have decreased dramatically in the second half of the season, and defensive coordinator Vic Koning says he credits a lot of that improvement to the young guys just growing up.
Probably early in the season, we were probably counting MAs when guys had technical mistakes as much as anything. And I think we kind of reevaluated how we were doing it, you know, where a guy just completely busted an assignment. And obviously, as they get more reps in practice and more reps in games, they're going to make less mistakes.
Freshman T.J. Logan will get the start at running back Saturday, but head coach Larry Fedora says the back with the hot hand will get the majority of the carries.
I would imagine Logan's probably the guy that's going to start the game, and then I don't know how coaches got it with Romar and Chris. They all get equal reps in practice right now, so it boils down to who's making fewer mistakes and who's making more plays.
The Tar Heels will no doubt need to make quite a few big plays Saturday to escape Pittsburgh with a road victory and stabilize their season with a .500 record. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL's coverage of tomorrow's game begins bright and early at 9 o'clock in the morning with Countdown to Kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare. I'm Rod Stutz, and Brooke Pryor of the Daily Tar Heel joins us now. And Brooke, I'm interested to know, what's the feeling about Carolina football on campus? There was not a good start to the season, but the Tar Heels have really turned this season around. And what's the spirit around the campus right now?
Yeah, it definitely seems like people are excited about the team. There's a lot of hope now. There's a chance for a bowl game. Granted, it could be going to Shreveport, but it's a bowl game nonetheless. I think people are a little bit surprised after that 1-5 start, so it's encouraging. At the same time, I think that the football team gets a little bit overshadowed by the start of basketball season, so it's a good thing that they're holding their own and winning some games. That way they're not completely forgotten with the onslaught of college basketball games and everything going on with that program.
That was my next question. I was going to say, this is that time of the year when all these different sports come together and a lot of people excited about the beginning of basketball season. Hopefully that doesn't take away from any of the enthusiasm for Carolina football. But Tar Heels on the road tomorrow at Pittsburgh, last road game of the season. How is everybody feeling about the Pittsburgh game?
I think people are definitely excited about it because Pitt's a good opponent. They beat Notre Dame last week. They're a little bit, unpredictable is the word that I would use, given that they've beat Notre Dame, but then also dropped a game at Navy. And then they're also facing a really old quarterback, I guess is the word I would use, in Tom Savage, someone that UNC has faced before when he was at Rutgers. So I think people are excited just because it's an opponent that UNC hadn't played very often because their first year in the ACC, not a usual non-conference game that UNC has scheduled in the past. So I think people are excited to see what this Pitt team has and just, another taste of what the new-look ACC will have this year and in years to come.
And speaking of quarterbacks, I would imagine that there's been a lot of talk around campus as well about Bryn Renner being out for the season and the job that Marquise Williams has been doing in Bryn Renner's absence.
I think people really like Marquise. The sense that I've gotten from talking to people is that they're thrilled that he's able to step into the role that Bryn left. It's obviously heartbreaking for Bryn to go out this way in his senior year, but it also is really good that the staff had been, rotating Marquise in, taking about equal time on the field. And I just think Marquise is, he's the guy that Carolina needs right now. He's really improved going from being just a running quarterback to dual threat. I think he had like a 61-yard pass the other day, which not many people were expecting. So I think he's done a great job stepping in.
Well, Brooke, we appreciate your being with us this morning. We're all excited about Carolina football tomorrow. And, again, our coverage will start early at 9 o'clock in the morning. And have a good day and keep that enthusiasm going on the Carolina campus.
Thanks so much.
That is Brooke Pryor of the Daily Tar Heel. Excellent publication. They do a great job with that newspaper, by the way. 7:26 at WCHL. And other sports this morning, the brackets are set for high school football. The hunt for the state championship starts tonight. For the first round of the playoffs, postseason play leaves no room for error. And we have three area schools facing elimination tonight. On chapelbrook.com at 7 o'clock tonight, you can tune in to the 10-1 Orange Crush Panthers as they attempt to rebound from that stunning loss at Southern Durham last week. Head coach Pat Moser's team will be hosting a worthy opponent in Rocky Mount. Orange will need a stingy defense to reemerge to make a deep push into the tournament. Will the Panthers be able to shut down the Rocky Mount attack and advance to the second round? You don't want to miss it. Tune in to coverage from Hillsboro with Jeff Hamlin tonight at 7 o'clock exclusively on our website, chapelbrook.com. And the other featured game of the night, it will be Chapel Hill heading over to Southern Durham to take on the high-flying attack of the 9-2 conference champ Spartans. Tigers, a much more formidable team than their 4-7 record might suggest. Tune in to coverage of that game from Durham with Paul Connell tonight at 7, exclusively on chapelbrook.com. And don't forget, each Friday at 6, WCHL's lively duo of Matt Oakes and Matt Paul will break down all the big games, sitting down with the head coaches of many of your favorite teams, releasing WCHL and chapelbrook.com Super 6 rankings, making some bold predictions, and unveiling the grid grade of the week. And today, Matt and Matt will chat with Orange's Pat Moser, Chapel Hill's Isaac Marsh, and Northwood's Bill Hall. You can listen to previous podcasts and follow all the latest on the grid with Matt and Matt on our high school football page by clicking the WCHL link on the navigation bar at the top of our website, chapelbrook.com. And again, the Tar Heel basketball team takes on Holy Cross tonight at 8 o'clock. The second game of the season, Tar Heels 1-0 going in, and off the heels of three talented signees on National Signing Day, the Tar Heels turn their attention now to Holy Cross, and again, we'll be missing P.J. Hairston and Leslie McDonald. Still no word on how many games they're going to sit out. 7:28 at WCHL.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Joel Curran has one hell of a job in front of him. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Carolina made its long-awaited hire of a new position that was created out of dire need. Joel Curran, a 1986 UNC graduate, is the first vice chancellor for communications and public affairs. You can bet that if the last 3.5 years hadn't happened, Curran would still be working for the largest PR firm in the country. He came home to answer a need which exists more than ever with the appointment of Carol Folt as chancellor. The university needs to speak with one voice, and it should not be Folt on athletic matters that she knows little about after inheriting the problem that began with a football and academic scandal and now festers with the P.J. Hairston decision. Folt told WCHL's Jim Hebner in an interview airing this week that, yes, she is involved in discussions about Hairston, and that's the absolute most she should have said. When a new chancellor comes from Dartmouth and starts talking about an $80 million athletic program like it's just another division of the university, well, let's let Joel handle that one. Folt said she would listen to a recommendation from athletic director Bubba Cunningham and then discuss it with some senior leaders. Now, while that may be well and good, but if we have developed any prejudices over these turbulent times, it's that too many bulbs were in the chandelier and some of them weren't that bright. Chancellor, no matter what you do behind the scenes, say you have great confidence in Bubba and move on to another subject. Curran will have to fix a PR disaster, and it won't be an overnight job. The reputation of the university has been so tarnished that some say it will have a hard time regaining its perceived place as a so-called public ivy. Granted, we had problems that were new to a lot of people, but the messages haven't been consistent and clear right through the Hairston ordeal. Who will make the decision on PJ? Roy Williams, Cunningham, Folt, with the help of some senior leaders who may reach all the way up to the Board of Governors. Trust me, Chancellor, the last thing you want in your first semester on the job is to confirm you had anything to do with the P.J. Hairston decision. Honestly, the best thing at this point would be for the NCAA to decide P.J.'s fate, blame it on them, and let Gerald Curran go to work getting everyone on the same page. This is Archansky. See ya.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Spa at Bell House. It's 60% off. One or two luxury indulgent treatments available now for less than half price. With today's deal, achieve indulgence overload at Spa at Bell House, the Relax, Restore, and Unwind Day Spa in Pittsburgh. Indulge in a world of pampering for a few healing hours and eat chocolate during this relaxing and restorative experience. Choose between a luxury hand and foot treatment or a luxury body treatment. It's 60% off from Spa at Bell House. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
Policies, something that's happened to millions of Americans. A bill would allow them to keep their coverage, and that is something the president said yesterday that he was offering by executive order.
The bottom line is insurers can extend current plans that would otherwise be canceled into 2014.
Robert Leshefsky is an expert on health policy.
They've just created another mess here on top of all the other messes they've created.
With all the problems in health care reform, including the website rollout trouble, the president has said that he has to win back credibility from the American people. CBS News political director John Dickerson said on CBS This Morning,
"That's awfully hard to do, winning back credibility once you've lost it. There aren't a lot of opportunities that come, and that's why we put a big gold star next to this end of November date that they've set for the website working."
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 34 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today of about 58 and a slight chance of rain. A five-year-old child died on Wednesday in Durham due to a probable case of bacterial meningitis, according to local health officials. The disease is rare. It can be quite deadly if not caught early. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
A spokesman for the Durham County Department of Public Health told multiple news outlets that the case was under investigation and that nine other children who attend the same school as the child who passed away, Mount Zion Christian Academy, were being treated with preventative antibiotics. Susan Rankin of the Orange County Health Department explained that meningitis is a disease caused by the inflammation of the protective membranes covering the brain and spinal cord known as the meninges.
The most common is viral meningitis, caused by a virus, or bacterial, which can be caused by several different types of bacteria.
Meningitis may develop in response to a number of causes, usually bacteria or viruses, but meningitis can also be caused by physical injury, cancer, or certain drugs, according to the Center for Disease Control. Rankin said bacterial meningitis is not an airborne illness and is not spread through casual contact.
But it is in secretions such as saliva, nasal secretions, so, you know, when people have a runny nose, something like that, you can become infected through contact with that.
The average onset of bacterial meningitis is 3 to 7 days, though it depends on what kind of bacteria caused it. Symptoms include fever, headache, a stiff neck, and trouble thinking.
A parent should take their child to the doctor if they're demonstrating any of those symptoms and let the doctor know that they were a contact to someone who might have had meningitis.
Rankin said that the last case of bacterial meningitis reported in Orange County occurred sometime in the mid-2000s.
In the United States, about 4,100 people a year become sick with some sort of bacterial meningitis, and that's across the whole USA. There's about 500 deaths per year.
Several childhood vaccines prevent variations of bacterial meningitis. The severity of the illness and the treatment for meningitis differ depending on the cause. That's why it's important to target the specific cause of meningitis. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
UNC Chancellor Carol Folt says there are too many new processes that have been put in place since the AFAM scandal for her to be up to speed on the specifics of all of them in the 5 months that she's been on the job.
They put in a lot of oversight, how many independent projects are being done by a single person, the way that's followed through in the department, the way that then goes from the department up to the dean. So there's many, many checks and balances now in place that are observed on a term-by-term basis and reported on with metrics to follow.
The Chancellor spoke with WCHL's Jim Hebner in a news special for her first conversation to you after taking office in July. We presented that as a four-part series all this week on WCHL. Chancellor Folt says the deans are taking responsibility for the necessary processes and that she's getting good reports of the oversight. However, she says while the steps that are being taken are good for the university, they weren't necessary in every area.
Sometimes one really distressing, bad set of happenings become the poster child for the way the institution is working, and of course that was not the case. In most cases, the processes were safe. In most cases, people were doing all the oversight and management you could ever possibly want.
She says it's not always the case that every department needs to change when something like this happens, but that even more oversight is necessary to find the exception. You can also hear the interview in its entirety on Saturday night at 8 o'clock and on Sunday at 12 noon. You can hear the whole conversation also on our website at chapelbro.com. And the failed launch of the Affordable Care Act website is acting like gravity for the approval ratings of Democrats in Washington, D.C. We'll have that story coming up on our next newscast on WCHL from Kristen Ruffin. It is 7:37. I'm Rod Stutz, and Rand Northam has joined us once again here in the studio. And Rand, all set for the big weekend. A lot of stuff going on. We got Carolina basketball tonight.
That's right.
We got, Carolina football tomorrow, of course.
High school playoffs tonight.
Yeah.
Playoff season. Playoffs?
Hard to
playoffs? You want to talk about playoffs?
It's just practice, man. It's just practice, you know. We got, you know.
Women's soccer in the NCAAs.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. And just a whole list of things going on.
A myriad, you might say.
Yeah, a myriad of possibilities for you to entertain yourself. And if you want to really hop on a flight really quickly, you can probably make it to Pittsburgh in time to watch the Tar Heels play up there.
You could.
That should be a really good game.
I think so. It's going to be a good test again for Carolina. I think another test down the road is going to be Duke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
people have been talking about that all year, but this has got to get through this week because you can't have two losses there.
No.
You got to win two of the last three here to get into the postseason, mm-hmm. and those are going to be two of the harder ones.
I think the Tar Heels are actually a pretty good football team right now, and
I would agree.
I think obviously Pittsburgh is pretty good. They beat Notre Dame last week.
Right.
So this ought to be a matchup between two teams that have a great deal of momentum, and a lot of folks are going to be watching that one very closely.
You got that right.
I am watching WCHL's website very closely, chapelbro.com. There's always so much on there. As you said, a myriad of things to take in, and it's almost impossible to absorb it all. But what should we be focused on?
Well, as we have previously mentioned, haven't talked about it in a few days now, but we're looking for the best place for a microbrew. That's our shortlist voting for the month of November. I cannot believe we're midway through November already. This is unbelievable. We've got Thanksgiving just around the corner, then Christmas, New Year's, and we'll be starting a whole new year all over again. But November's shortlist is the best place for a microbrew. And I do want to reemphasize Zach's review of Ghost the Musical, as Randy and I went out and saw that last night. And quite the technical. It starts off and you think you're watching a movie. It's pretty amazing. The screens and the technical aspect of it. It was and some really good singers.
Yeah. They can do some pretty cool things over there.
Yeah, definitely. It's a beautiful venue. I love that. I actually performed there once before. I did a Christmas Carol with the Ira David Wood show.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was in that two Christmases ago, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It was really cool. Glad to do that. And so now, you know, being out watching the stage and then having been on the stage, it was pretty neat to be in both places.
I had a chance to be on that stage one time, too, introducing Stephanie Miller when we had her here.
Nice.
That was a lot of fun.
Very nice.
Really good venue.
Yeah. So that is in our lifestyle section of our website, chapelbro.com. We've also got in our columns, Aaron Keck back again. He's got a blog a day for you, and his newest blog is called Hold Your Hat and Hang On to Your Soul. Little Shop at East Chapel Hill High School is where he went yesterday to see that show. And a review means he likes to see what he saw yesterday as he puts that up there. So that's great to see. And we've got that nothing but blue skies view from the tar pit as well from Alex Collette. Mm-hmm. That sends us to Huddle Up with the Heels, where, of course, you can play college pick'em and play against the ever-talented and super-impressive Ron Stutz.
Yeah.
And all those people above him as well on the list.
Well, getting past me will be a very low hurdle to clear, I promise.
You might be able to start this week and still catch up to him. I don't know.
You might. Yeah, if there are enough weeks left. Yeah. Well, you can do it just 1 week. That's all. You don't have to do it the whole season. Just do it one time, and you can still win a prize.
I think the grand prize this week is another glass half full gift card.
Fantastic.
Which we're giving away a lot of those, and we love giving them away. So please join us there for College Pick'em. I'm making it some kind of an effort to get back to better ways of College Pick'em, but I'm just terrible at it, so no hope there. Of course, I'm keeping my eye on Auburn and Georgia this weekend.
As the president said, you're trying to restore your credibility.
Oh, gosh.
Once you've lost it, it's hard to restore.
No kidding. I don't have an approval rating, and I'm very glad of that. So that's just we're just scratching the surface of what is available on our website, chapelboro.com, and you can find it all on an app for that.
All right. Thanks so much.
You bet.
741 at WCHL. Good morning.
Why spend Thanksgiving over a hot stove? This year, celebrate Thanksgiving Day at Carolina 1663. They'll have a full buffet from 11 to 4 with a special menu created by their award-winning staff, featuring turkey, prime rib, shrimp and grits, and all your favorite Thanksgiving and Southern classics. Your Thanksgiving feast is on the table at Carolina 1663. Now open in the Sheraton, Chapel Hill. Make reservations online at Carolina1663.com. That's Carolina1663.com.
Betty Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers, let our family care for yours.
I'm Louise Barnum of Weaver Street Realty. It's time to get back into the woods. Call Weaver Street Realty's land walking team to guide you through, over, and around building lots, farms, and homes with acreage. We'll help you see the role of the land and smell the sweetness of clean air. Need a perk site? We'll teach you the process. Give us a call and let's go walking. We'll bring the orange vest. Weaver Street Realty, 919-929-5658.
It's here. Diamonds Direct Crabtree's biggest sale of 2013. This weekend. 3 days of spectacular pre-holiday savings. This is the big one. You get Diamonds Direct's amazing value price. Plus, extra savings on every piece of diamond fashion and designer jewelry. All earrings, all bracelets, all bands, pendants, pearls, even engagement ring mounting. It doesn't get any better than this. Buy now, save big, and let us hold it for you till Christmas. Extra savings store-wide. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Only at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. On Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
How much should a good kitchen cost? Hi, I'm Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions. Since 1986, we've been helping Chapel Hillians fix up their kitchens, baths, basements, and everything in between, turning your dream into reality without busting your budget. We're an Angie's List Super Service Award winner 3 years running with 3 decades of repeat customers. Why tackle remodeling yourself? Let Cederberg Kitchens and Additions guide you through the whole process. Find us on Facebook and visit us at CederbergKitchens.com. Cederberg Kitchens and Additions, our team, your home.
Dad, go long.
He runs toward the end zone. He's at the 20, the 10, touchdown! Ow, ow!
Dad?
Moments like this are why we created Ortho Now, a walk-in service providing same-day treatment of acute orthopedic conditions like sprains, sports injuries, minor fractures, and joint pain. Because whether you're playing ball on the field or in the driveway, you deserve the expert care of UNC Orthopedics. UNC Ortho Now, open Monday through Thursday 8 to 7 and Friday 8 to 5. UNCOrtho.org.
35 degrees, 744 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. My wife and I were not paying close enough attention to the process and approval for East 54. Perhaps that would have made no difference since this was trading a motel for East 54 and much increase of town revenue through taxes. I doubt that any social equity has been gained. I suppose the Chamber of Commerce developers such as Grub Properties, which has owned the Glen Nuts Apartments for 20 years, believe they must be destroyed and rebuilt to achieve economic prosperity for a few, economic stewardship, a.k.a. density, and social equity, very doubtful. Again, I ask, who is calling the shots? And as I've commented before, we definitely have a problem of communication. I urge careful attention to projects. I urge us to beware, to act, and be aggressive on what we will tolerate. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And he hits Davis 40 yards downfield. Touchdown!
What a huge grab. Let's see that again in slow motion.
Feeder inbounds, and he's pulling out his phone to get a free rate quote from Geico?
So he could save hundreds of dollars on his car insurance.
While he pulls down the ball with the other hand.
That was one for the highlight reel, folks.
Students, alumni, and faculty of any ACC school could qualify for a special discount on Geico Auto Insurance. Call or go to geico.com/theACC.
Fall is here, and that means back to school, back to cool weather, and back to the old routine.
Yeah, but who needs it?
Spice up your home this fall with the redesign project from Best Tile. Our designers are ready to guide you through the process from start to finish so you can make your remodeling dream a reality. At Best Tile, we can't change the seasons, but we can change your home. Best Tile, local store, global selection, at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, or online at besttile.com.
To celebrate the grand opening of Cameron's at its new home at 300 East Main Street in Carborough, we present 10 seconds of a yodeling pickle. The preceding 10 seconds of a yodeling pickle was brought to you by Cameron's, now open in its new home in Carborough at 300 East Main Street. Cameron's, a gallery of gifts, jewelry, cards, toys, and highly entertaining off-the-wall stuff.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
All righty, then. It is time now for Traffic and Weather Together, and traffic is brought to you this morning by Cruisers, convenience marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and what I really like is that great chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Sounds like a good place for me to stop on the way out of town today.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Got to have one in the
32
car.
32 ounces to get me to Greenville.
Mm-hmm. It'll do it.
Well, taking a look at the roadways right now, 15501 southbound between I-40 and the Ephesus Church Road area, seeing some delays. A little bit further down, NC-54 and Manning Drive on 15501, that stretch of roadway seeing some delays right now as well. NC-54 heading eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing some delays right now, and otherwise things still moving fairly smoothly. No accidents reported, no additional delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. And Ron, I drove my wife to work this morning as we're trying to not have to get her on the bus so that we can make our way out of town on time today. And you know what? I still hit like four or five traffic lights right around Franklin and Rosemary and all that area. Come on, there's nobody else around.
Well, the most annoying
5 traffic, o'clock in the morning.
Most annoying traffic lights of all, any time of the day or night.
Yeah.
Right up here at Chapel Hill North, going to Martin Luther King Boulevard, and then the one turning onto Weber Dairy Road. Every time I go there, I catch both of those lights and have to sit there for like 5 minutes at each one of them. Just, puts
never,
me in a bad
never get
mood.
That time back in my life.
Thanks for bringing that up for me and putting me in such a great mood. I hate that new traffic pattern. Because of the changes.
You should see the smile on this Weaver guy's Derrick. Face this morning. He is just from ear to ear.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I was in a good mood up until then. Appreciate that. All right, time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. And it's brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. And nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Metamont Village in Chapel Hill. It is 35 degrees in Chapel Hill, 34 in Carborough. It's always a degree cooler. Partly sunny, slight chance of rain this afternoon, but 20% chance, not so bad. High today about 57 or 58. Tonight, rain, 80% chance of it for high school football. That's not good. Low tonight in the upper 40s, and then tomorrow we're looking at cloudy skies. A chance of rain, particularly in the morning, 30% chance, and the high tomorrow in the low 60s. 7:50 at WCHL. Time now for Wayne Pond. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just a little ripple in the pond. How are things this morning in Chatham County?
Well, they're okay out in Chatham County, but I have to tell you that that discussion I just heard between you and Rand about traffic lights,
yeah,
that brought on a fit of nostalgia. I can remember way back in the day, Ron, I could drive in to the radio station at the before the crack of dawn, as a matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
and not one traffic light until I got to that one bloody light at Jesse's Amoco station right across from the radio station. And I'd have to sit there and wait for that damn thing.
Oh, boy. I know how you feel.
Oh, there it is.
My main irritant back in the day was getting behind chicken trucks.
Hey.
When I used to live out there close to where you live.
The legendary chicken trucks of 15501,
right?
Right?
Oh, boy. Okay. Not only was it... was it aggravating because it would slow me down, but it just smelled so bad.
Yeah. Occasionally a bird or two would fly off of you, you know. Okay. All right. Well, time's wasting here. The word of the day, mm-hmm. I got a dandy for you for Friday morning. The word of the day is feign. F-E-I-G-N. F-E-I-G-N. Feign. We don't have time for a disquisition on the etymology of this word. Suffice to say that it's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
It is a verb. What does it mean to feign, Ron?
To fake, like if you feign illness.
That's right. Or surprise when the traffic cop stops yeah. you at the Amoco station and says, it's 5:30 in the morning. Do you really have to give me a ticket?
Or some football players who at a very strategic time of the ball game will feign injury just so that they can stop the clock.
Oh, brother. Now you're
don't tell me that doesn't happen.
Now you're into some deep water there, pal. All right. F-E-I-G-N. Feign. There is your word of the day. To give a false appearance. To induce a false impression, to assert as if true, finally to pretend. Just as simple as that, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, buddy. I'll have a good weekend.
All right. Hey, you too, Wayne.
Bye-bye.
Always good to talk to you. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL brought to you by Frank Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, if you're the first to do so, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It is 7:53.
97.9 FM, WCHL. Welcome to the show. Once again, Lauren Stafford.
How are you, Ron?
Just fantastic, and I hope you are.
I'm good. Just a bit chilly.
Yeah, I know.
But besides that, I'm okay.
You look good.
Thank you.
Feel good.
I
yeah.
feel good.
What's the climate like in South Africa where you
mild.
Grew up and everything?
Really? Mild. Right. So I tell a lot of people it's comparative to the West Coast.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, so we have it gets cold,
uh-huh.
but, you know, just...
But not extreme.
Yeah. And funny enough, actually, this weather lately with mm-hmm. the blue skies and the, you know, sunny days
yeah.
has been reminding... But chilly is kind of like our South African winter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's dry. We don't get a lot of rain.
Yeah.
You know, but it's chilly in the air, but it's kind of beautiful sunny skies. And on the weekends, you can still kind of be outside.
Yeah.
But just chilly.
Sounds good. Don't mind the chill. A little yeah. bit of chill.
And then summer's obviously very yeah. hot, but not humid. We don't get the humidity like you guys do. So, yes.
You know what they always say. It's not the heat, it's the humidity.
That's right.
It's the
humidity that kills you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of joke you got?
I got a Marissa Peterson joke.
Marissa?
That's right.
All right. Well, all right. Good for Marissa.
She did so well last time when we gave her another chance that she decided to send a few more.
She was excited.
She was excited.
Because we actually liked her
joke. That's
jokes.
Right. We liked her jokes.
Well,
right.
I hope this is good, too.
Let's hope this is steps forward and not back.
Yeah, really.
A 6-year-old goes to the hospital with his grandma to visit his grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
When they get to the hospital, he runs ahead of his grandma and bursts into his grandpa's room. Grandpa, grandpa, he says excitedly. As soon as grandma comes into the room, make a noise like a frog. What? Why? Said his grandpa. Make a noise like a frog, because grandma said that as soon as you croak, we're going to Disneyland.
Terrible.
It's just terrible.
I'm sure they made him feel really good.
Oh, goodness.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jim Parker, George Horton, and John Gatti are all today's WCHL Hometown Heroes. Here's Libby Huff to tell you why she nominated them.
I'm just very excited about what Jim and George have done to raise over $20,000 for literacy efforts in Orange County schools. They have devoted themselves. They are bound and determined to make this a sustainable fundraising effort for not just Central Elementary, but looking at all of Orange County elementary schools to see ways that they can support literacy efforts.
Funny how such a significant effort and significant fundraising can start with people just putting their heads together.
The particular program is called Leaders and Learners. The entire effort started with these guys playing golf at a charity golf event with John Gatti, who is Central Elementary physical education teacher. And during that round of golf, Gatti shared with Jim and George what Central students needed in order to better their chances at securing a bright future. Mr. Gatti has an incredible passion for getting resources to these children. And I talk about the children at Central Elementary because that's where Orange County schools experiences the highest number of children who are coming to school who live in poverty.
And because of the efforts of Jim Parker, George Horton, and John Gatti, a special foundation has been resurrected.
The Education Foundation for Orange County Schools. For a variety of reasons, it had sort of gone into hibernation. As a 501c3, it was still on the books. And so we started meeting with the previous president of the Education Foundation, and he turned over a lot of organizational information to us, helped us navigate restarting this organization. And so in its prior form, there was a Walk for Education, and there were a variety of efforts, teacher grants and student scholarships that the group was involved with. We decided that in this iteration of the Education Foundation for Orange County Schools, it will, for the time being, have one program, and that's Leaders and Learners. And it will remain the Education Foundation's signature program.
John Gatti, George Horton, and Jim Parker, thank you all for caring so much about our children's education. And congratulations, you're today's WCHL Hometown Heroes. And a very special thanks to Libby Huff for letting us know about them.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
3 days of phenomenal savings this weekend. It's Diamonds Direct Crabtree's biggest sale of the year store-wide. This is the jewelry event everybody waits for. Extra savings on rings, earrings, bands, bracelets, pearls, pendants, colored gemstones. It's all on sale. Plus, we've flown in a multi-million dollar selection of all new designer jewelry. Every piece specially priced. 3 days of spectacular savings. Best values of 2013 this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Only at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Spa at Bell House. It's 60% off. One or two luxury indulgent treatments available now for less than half price. With today's deal, achieve indulgence overload at Spa at Bell House, the Relax, Restore, and Unwind Day Spa in Pittsboro. Indulge in a world of pampering for a few healing hours and eat chocolate during this relaxing and restorative experience. Choose between a luxury hand and foot treatment or a luxury body treatment. It's 60% off from Spa at Bell House. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
It is time now for your Chapel Hill cover of weather, brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop. Right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
35 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny. Slight chance of rain in the afternoon. High today in the upper 50s tonight. Rain, 80% chance of it anyway. Not as cool tonight with a low around 48 degrees. And then tomorrow, cloudy. Chance of rain in the morning. High tomorrow in the low 60s.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, where business is.